every plus six, every pick. This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders. Now, here are your hosts, Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
G'day with the Traders, I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvin, and what the hell was that? What did we just listen to?
The Warn Dogs song. It's important. All right, boys, we are here for a very important show. It is
sneaky.
Well, team show ahead of round two. Really, really important to be here for that and to get all of the good mail ahead of this weekend because the teams will be released in around 20 minutes or so.
Exciting, as always.
And we will hopefully have good news for our sides.
Yep.
But there's a fair chance that there won't be. How are we feeling after this week?
I'm not over the song. I'm sorry.
I don't warn. That was pretty sneaky.
Explain that.
Putting that in.
It was. That's all right. The people
you've
joining,
had a good start
the people
the year,
joining us
you?
On Facebook Live got to see that, which was really exciting.
Oh,
so
awesome.
They were able to get them started. We'll have that as the winning song each week. Okay.
Oh, each week.
All right. So, well, it probably will be mine. All right. Let's get ourselves into the important things that we need to know, and that is starting with this.
Here's the news of the week you need to know on AFL Fantasy Live.
All right. Now, it is a partial lockout this week because there is a Thursday night game, and that Thursday night game will begin at 7:20 Adelaide time because it is in Adelaide, so that's Australian Central Daylight Saving Time.
Yep.
That's 7:50 if you're on the eastern seaboard, and then it was 2.5 hours.
I'm hopeless
before.
With this stuff.
Yeah,
if you're, saving
so
stuff.
Basically, all those people over in WA anyway have got it all switched
check
on.
Check your local guides for details.
They would know,
so yeah.
The partial lockout, as we always know, that means that you need to have your players locked in that are playing from that game. Things don't change from that. Okay, so really, like you can't make any changes from those once they're in. They are locked
down. Same as last week.
Same as last week. And so tonight's game is Adelaide and Richmond, which is the grand final replay. Calvin.
Yeah, look, I'm a little bit nervous about this.
I reckon
salty,
you would be.
But you know what? I'm tipping a drubbing. It is going to be nasty.
Mm.
So you Tiger fans out there, get back in your little box because this is going to be ugly.
You reckon?
Oh,
all right.
Oh, I know.
So the news out of that was that a couple of changes there for Adelaide. Miller and Texan Walker is back in. He's been found after his disappearance on grand final day last year. Richard Douglas was suspended. What do you think about that suspension?
Good.
Oh, yeah, good.
Should have been longer.
Should have been 14 weeks.
And the other out is Curtly Hampton with a groin.
Doesn't have much luck, old Curtly.
No, he doesn't. So Curtly Hampton is out there for Richmond. They made a change, and we see that Basha Hooley is back in. Nick Flostone is out with concussion.
You know what the big news here then is?
What is?
The Fog and the Murph.
The Fog.
So they are both
Murph
playing.
And the Do.
Yeah.
There will be, if there's any late changes, we'll have that here on this show. So you'll
be
able to hear that in the next 15 to 20
so
minutes.
So all those, the popular Crow rookies, despite lots of talk in the media about possibly two of them their job.
Yep.
They're safe this
they
week.
They are safe.
Yep.
Mm.
All right. Other news that we've got there off AFL.com.au this afternoon. Adam Treloar is on light duties today at training.
Look, and this is why.
Is that a worry?
This is why you shouldn't pick him because he's
right.
not.
Yeah.
He's not.
And?
He's not a likable person.
Oh,
okay. Good on you.
No, I'm just saying.
He gets on well with my other mids.
Does he?
He's just looking after his body. It's a smart thing to do. I'll support him doing this.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Hopefully he's all good to play. Zach Merritt also likely to play. Seeing the news out of that from the club and all that sort of stuff, saying that, you know, all the overblown media things about him.
Can I say?
Yeah.
Did he pass the concussion test?
Well, he said he did.
He did.
Apparently,
he passed the concussion test.
I don't know if that was news or did I just see that as a rumour.
No, it's legit news.
Right.
I saw it. He passed the concussion test, but the doctor still said, no, you're not going out.
Yeah, and do you know why? Because he spent that second kipping.
Yep.
If you kip, doesn't matter if you pass the test.
And that's what
you're
I was
gone.
Saying.
That's why I was yelling at the screen.
Yep.
Open your eyes, Zach.
Get up, Zach.
Open your that's all right. I'll take the 23 for his long-term jeopardy. I've got a lot of games from him for the rest of the year.
Yep, but on
he'll
on
be
Monday,
better for
on the podcast, my message to players
it was clear.
Who want to lay down and just rest, get up.
Yeah, you have to.
Don't lay there.
No.
Get
now,
up.
Lads, we are live on Facebook.
We are.
as well as being on City Park Radio. And people are listening to this on the podcast. You can grab that on iTunes. If you ever miss one of these shows, you can grab that there. And one of the comments coming through was from James Roberts, bring back the green vest.
Oh, that's right. Here's something I prepared earlier.
This is rubbish.
Plus two cow for those watching.
And a plus three for me.
Because we are now on video again. That is back there.
Yeah, it's back, mate.
Oh, there's a few love hearts coming up on screen. Why not?
I haven't been in the vest for like 4 years.
Have avoided it quite well.
The last time I wore the vest, Dog, was when we had our live show in Perth, where we're heading back this year.
You did look good in it, though.
I did wear the vest on that occasion.
All right, other news, Dangerfield likely to be playing this week. I think that makes it about the timing of a normal hamstring injury from when he did it. So he should be back
and
on...
And it was very minor from all reports.
Yeah. Oh, but he's a fast healer, Roy.
Yeah, so that's pretty much all the news there.
It's pretty quiet so far.
No news is good news.
That's it.
But there is some good news. Oh. There's some debutants already being named. There's some good ways to look at this. We'd like it in about 5 or 6 weeks' time would be nice.
Hold off.
Fremantle. Rob Roscoe, he's added two more.
Hasn't he changed his tune?
Letting everyone know early. Yep. What a great bloke.
That's what he does.
So Adam Scherer, he was a first-round draft pick. He is 262K, so you've paid a fair bit for him. Going to be a gun, though, and a good fantasy player. 24 touches he had last week in the practice match, but he's in. But who I like a little bit more is Mitch Croden.
Oh, yeah, Croden.
He is 170K mid-forward, and the... And the good thing about him is that he actually has a little bit of fantasy numbers around him.
He does,
that,
a little bit of a snout.
That, well, I don't know if you're going to call him.
I don't want to throw that term around.
No, you don't.
Okay, so he averaged 107 points per 120 minutes at the Under 18 Championships last year.
Yeah, right.
And 90 points in the Sandful Reserves.
Oh, reserves.
but he'll be all right. For 170K, so if you were
and
looking,
dual position.
If you were looking for a basement price player this week.
Yeah.
Could be him.
Would people be really looking for one, though?
Well, if you messed up...
But if you messed up...
If you're like a lot of kids that I've seen at school this week, and they don't have... They've got non-playing players on their bench. Flick one of those to them.
But I'm saying, like, surely these guys who have missed a Holman can still pay up for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but if you don't have any money, kids, you know...
But as a forward...
Run out of pocket money.
Would you? What other forwards? You take Fritch ahead of him?
Yeah. Definitely. Fritchie.
English.
Yeah, if you don't have him.
Yeah.
Calvin.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah. Langdon.
Yeah, see, I'd probably nearly just go the 170.
Yeah. Langdon, what's he up to? Yeah.
He wouldn't have made a heap.
188.
Dog, good point.
Yeah, so he's a potential player there to be grabbing, and that DPP could be handy as well.
Yeah, okay.
If you're looking at that, because you could even pick him on your midfield bench if that is how you want to go about it. So that's... The Freo. Now, the Bulldogs have also named up a debutant, Ed Richards. He's a nephew, or great-nephew, I think it is,
of
Lou Richards. Yeah. Defender, 240K you'll pay for him.
Move the target.
Averaged 58 points in the TAC Cup last year, so not a lot, but he's coming in for Crozier. So Crozier's out for a bit, which is probably going to sting a few people, especially in draft,
oh,
I reckon, because a lot of people might have picked him because he's draftable, but also with that little thought of going, ooh, he can probably flick to my backline when he picks
handy
up his
swing man.
Big time.
DPP. So, just question without notice from that, lads.
Yeah.
DPP. Anyone catch your eye last weekend that you think will be happening?
Yes.
Who's? Oh, well, I know who you're going to say straight up.
No, I'm just going to say Cow's boy, Whitfield.
Guaranteed.
Wasn't he awesome?
He is good to go, I reckon.
Frico's 71% in the back line.
Yeah.
And Frico's the one who decides to.
Yeah, I know. If he's flicking that out there, it's a fair
sign. He's already decided.
He's on the right track.
There'll be a few others floating around.
Yeah, there will. What's his name from Blakely?
Yep.
He was hopeless, but he was playing off half back. So
yeah, he'll be one to watch for that.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, he should be better this week.
Yep. Be plenty to watch. We'll probably have a bit of a wrap-up of that over the next couple of weeks on our Monday night podcast. So make sure you tune into that. That'll be released at 7:30 p.m. every Monday evening as we wrap up the round and look at the week ahead. Been getting amazing amount of downloads on that, which is
ridiculous.
So make sure you tell all of your friends about that. And even tonight, those people that are watching there on Facebook Live, share it. Give us a love heart. comment at your mate's name so they can tune in and watch.
We're
us
kids
as well.
At heart.
We are. Come we, on.
Gives
we
us do. A boost.
Yeah. Yeah. Has Calvin DT got pants on? We might actually. Have you got pants on today?
Oh, shorts on.
Oh, you didn't have any on last week.
Well, that's anyway. A new thing we do.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that how
I've got
it
the
works?
Green vest, you don't wear pants.
All right. Rightio, let's get into some of the questions from some of our punters.
Got a question for the traders? Tweet the boys at AFL Fantasy or head to facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official.
Yep, you can be getting all of your questions answered, and we're going to try to answer as many as we can via the social medias. And let's go into these. Oh, now Greg wanted to know, what did you guys score? We won't talk about that each week. We did that on our Monday podcast. But if you want to know, 21.77 for me. Pretty good week. All right. Now let's get into... Where did Taylor Adams spend his time on ground last week?
Away from the ball.
I don't think he was really a forward. He spent a bit of time up forward, just moving forward.
Yep.
But he was around the ball. He just wasn't getting it.
He did start there a couple of times.
Yeah. Though. So he's just not. Well, he's not got that nice heart.
I feel like we need to ring Maxie. Like we should have rang Maxie and said, Maxie, what the hell was Adams doing? Because that's a lot of people have him.
Yeah.
As a unique midfielder.
I liked the idea of it.
I love the idea of it. But he did not reward Roy.
No, he certainly didn't.
Now,
I would
Roy,
be concerned, and I've got no answers for that in regards
Jeremy
to
Hart, Maxie, and get back to us.
All right.
Jeremy Hart of Facebook, Taranto worth a shout. You've been
Who
chatting.
Is this Taranto?
Yes, you've been talking about him a little bit.
Yeah, I'm in love with him. So
love.
Yep,
that's
love.
Big.
I know. So previously his highest possession game was 21 dog.
Yep.
Now they obviously rate him highly because he was brought back after that injury to play the finals last year.
Yeah.
And there was always talk that he was going to be unleashed in the midfield because he is a bit of a bull and he's got a cool head. Like he's a good ball user, cool head. They were talking about unleashing him in the midfield. Now, obviously the concerns with that, there's Kelly, Cornelio, Scheel, these are big names. They're real superstars in the middle. Is there room for him? Yes, there is. He attended the second most centre bounces, equal with Kelly after Cornelio, and he racked up. So you remember how I just said he had a personal best 21 touches?
Yeah.
32. He blew it out of the water. Now, the dogs wear witches' hats, but the fact that you can get him as a forward, it takes an element of the risk out of that because, you know, the forwards, they're neither here nor there when you're paying about that price. And he's still priced under $500,000.
So,
my friend, I like where you're looking. And anyone who thinks that, you know, you're bringing him in to average 112, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But if you are chasing an 85-plus average and you would be happy with that, by all means, take a punt.
Okay, Warndog, when Roy goes on a little tear like that.
Didn't you like that?
No, it was fantastic.
That was Rain Man Stat Central.
You've made up your mind, haven't you?
I may have researched him.
So, is he in your calculations then to bring in this week? What are some of your thoughts at the minute with your trades?
My trades. I had a shocking week, okay? Partly due to injury, partly due to my own stupidity.
Yep.
Don't need to panic. I need to play with a reasonably straight bat. But if there is a ball there to be hit, destroy does not leave them. I whack them for six.
Well done.
And I see him as a potential opportunity dog where I don't think it's chasing points, but it's chasing cash. I never have a worn chest.
Mm.
This is my opportunity. And so he's well and truly in my calculations.
So because cash will be nice to use over these next
Big
few
time.
Weeks. And that's the thing. Mm. Calvin, you've raised your phone.
I know, because I've written to Maxie and said, Maxie, question for the podcast. Adams' role last week, what happened?
Mm.
And what will his role be this week? He wrote, on the ball and didn't get a kick, played like shit.
Played like what? Beep.
Right?
Where's that
Can
button?
I keep going? He knows he's just going to read it. We'll be breathing fire in the midfield this week against his old team.
Whoa.
Hold.
That I'm just saying.
You got to hold.
It's a hold. So,
okay. All right, more questions. James Roberts, if a Rocky is named on the ball, do we hold him?
Won't it be interesting to see if he is named there?
He was named in the forward pocket last week.
He certainly was. And we said, you've got to ignore it. You've got to ignore it, although we had teeth chattering as we said that. And it turned out to be, like, the truth. And the big thing for that is, so if he was named on the ball, you would say, oh, that's because Robbie Gray's back. He is on the ball. on the ball or in the forward line, Rocky scoring 180s has double-figure tackles. Rocky had one tackle.
Yep.
I don't know if we can back his shoulder.
Time on ground is the other part of that.
69%.
Yeah.
Mm,
it just felt like he was on the bench a lot.
And it felt like he was... Didn't have a preseason. He looks slow.
Yeah. He did the full preseason. He had a great preseason. He just didn't play JLT.
Yeah, I think he missed the match fitness, right?
Right, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Five weeks and we'll be getting him back.
Right.
Okay, Hugh Winterfield, he says, legends, who to trade in for Rockliffe? He's thinking Parker, Neil, Cripps or Cornelio.
I love them all.
They're all great, but the answer's obvious, isn't it?
It's Cornelio.
It is Cornelio because you actually need a bit of money to reach the others. You can straight swap, make yourself $1,000 by going to Cornelio. As you said, with him, attended so many centre bounces, the most.
Mm.
Second was...
Taranto
and Kelly. And Kelly.
So the thing is, with him, I watched an interview on Cornelio with Cornelio last night. His best preseason in terms of sessions missed of his career. So this is even when he was a kid. This is his first full-on preseason.
What I also liked about him on the weekend, yes, he had all those touches, 8 marks.
Mm.
8 marks.
He was working hard, and he tackles.
Yep. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
All right, more questions. Now, this is the week of fix-up trades. Josh Calloway, hey, boys, is it worth swapping Brayshaw or Banfield to Tim Kelly? The answer, you want Tim Kelly.
You do, and I'd be going Brayshaw. I think Brayshaw and Banfield could have similar outputs.
Yeah.
And at the moment, there's nearly $100,000 difference.
Gosh. Yes, we do need those guys. Yeah. However, we haven't even given you these kids a go guys. At home.
Roy, you think about giving them go at home.
Give them a go at home, Roy.
That's important. You wait and see. It's a whole different ball game.
It is.
But it is a different ball game.
I don't know. Kelly's a must-have, isn't he? Is that who it was for? Is he talking?
27 touches Tim last Kelly. Week. 27 touches.
Yeah, he was a beast. He actually brought something to the team. Mm.
All right, who would you play at F6 for Chris here? Waterman or Fogarty? You'd go Fogarty for like higher ceiling.
Guess where Fog's playing?
Where?
Home.
Oh, there you go. You go Fogarty.
Oh,
gotta give him a go.
Jeez. Rightio, let's go with David Clark. Should we trade Zach Merritt for Cornelio? Would you do that?
No.
If he's playing?
No.
A lot of people are doing it, and okay, I can see why, but I've got Zach there for the year. I won't be trading him through the buys or anything. I got him there because he is second or third best fantasy player in the competition.
Yes.
So I'm not going to get him out and feel the pain of watching him score well and then you get hit with injuries and all this other rubbish, thinking how and when am I going to get him back in. If you get someone out, it can be very hard to get them back in.
Sure can.
So other people are going to get a bargain. You wear that on the chin, and then guess what? It'll be your turn to get a bargain later when someone else's player gets injured, and then you get them in.
Well said, Roy.
I talk common sense when I answer questions. I just don't do anything.
All right, we're getting some news coming through at the moment.
Oh, there's Teams Dog.
Yep. Rioli is debuting for West Coast.
Is he?
Rioli. So he is in. We'll be able
to... we're getting these a lot of cows these first two rounds.
There's a few.
They're going to dry up.
Now, there's another bloke coming in.
Who is it?
Carlton.
Oh.
Oh.
Who do you think it could be, Roy?
I don't know, but...
Cam O'Shea will make his debut.
Oh, is he?
Oh.
A Norton Calvin. Is that a fix-up trade? Norton to O'Shea.
$231,000. No, because Norton's
wasn't that bad. You haven't even given him a go at home.
No, I haven't given him a go at home. And so he had a 41. They got drubbed by 80. He hasn't been at home yet, Doc.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't been under the roof where they chip it around.
To me, that's a bit of a chase. Norton just rides Mapine now anyway.
Yeah.
So
he's not going to move that far this
week. No, it's... If you do have an obvious one back there and you've got nothing else to do, you could go an O'Connor. If you went him, you could go him to O'Shea, but I wouldn't be...
I'd be chasing Guthrie over O.
Ooh.
Wow.
Is that out there?
No, that's all right.
No, it's just a little bit left centre.
Oh, okay.
You had Guthrie last year, didn't you, Calvin, for a little bit?
I sure did, Warren. And he was...
That's why you don't like him.
He was a pine rider, but...
He's a good player.
He's not a good player, Roy.
He is.
All right, he's a 14-year-old teams kid. Aren't very far away to be able to announce them all, but Angelo asked, trade Menegola, Roy?
Yeah.
You and I are in that boat at the moment.
We certainly are. smart thing to do, hold your premiums if you're backing them in, etc. Oh, God, I nearly choked.
I got you.
With Menicello, I probably am choking up, actually, because I did have him. But it was hard to watch. People that said it was obvious he wasn't going to get any midfield time. Well, guess what? He actually played nearly 70% in the midfield. Yep. He just had an awful, awful game. Now, the obvious concern, and yes, I do agree with people that when they're full strength, it's an issue, because Dangerfield comes back this week. Given he had his midfield time and played that poorly, he started the game in the forward line and he didn't touch it, like, at all. Mm. So I think, given that he's still 700,000, look at the players around that price.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm saying trade him.
All right. We need to get into some news here. Well, not so much some news. We've got a little bit to get through because the teams are in.
Yeah! Oh, God.
Teams are in. All right, come let's on. Get going. All right.
Let's do this.
Friday. We all know tonight. Oh, no changes for tonight's game.
Yes.
For Friday. Good Friday game. So that's at 4:20 p.m. Reminder, that is the full lockout.
That's a catch, people.
It is. Yep.
No changes to North Melbourne or St Kilda. So no.
North were happy with that effort.
Well, that's what they've got to choose from. On Saturday, 1:45 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time. That's at Etihad Stadium. Carlton in, Cunningham and O'Shea. Out, Silvani.
Mm.
And Matt Kennedy with that ankle. So O'Shea is in.
So Cruz is okay.
Cruz at this stage. This
good news for drafters.
At this stage.
At this stage. Do you know something?
Gold Coast.
No, I'm just
Aaron Hall is back into the side. And Matt Rosa has been omitted there. Collingwood and GWS in. Brown and Scharenberg out. Josh Smith with his hamstring. And Mason Cox suspended. Greater Western Sydney.
So far, so good.
In. Scully.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Who goes out?
Langdon.
Core.
Yes!
Sucked in, Core.
Not so hardcore now, are you?
Brisbane and Melbourne are playing at the Gabba. And at the Gabba, that's a 6:25 Eastern Standard Time start. And Brisbane, Cox, Matheson, Buick in, out. Rich with that ankle that'll see him out for a little while. Robinson's through suspension. They've dropped Tom Bell.
Ding dong.
I thought it was looking pretty good in the preseason.
Christensen lives.
Goodness me. Jeez. He's in the leadership group.
I did hear him on the radio this afternoon. He talked about coming to Launceston and saying how bad it was. There was nothing to do.
Who did?
Alan.
Alan Christensen.
Drop us a line, mate.
Melbourne. Tom Tyson is back in. Tom Bugg is also in. The outs are Maynard and Hannon. Looking pretty good here at the moment.
So, that was Melbourne, yeah?
Melbourne, yeah.
So did Brayshaw come back into that?
No.
There you go. Didn't he?
Wow.
God, I'm a nervous wreck listening to you go through this.
All right.
You do it in a teasing way.
Fremantle and Essendon. That's over at the new Optus Stadium. 5:10 p.m. the Western time start for that one. And for Fremantle, Stephen Hill is in. Hamling, and as we mentioned earlier in the show, Chera and Croden
are
making their debut. The outs. All omitted. Kirsten, Daniel Pierce.
Yes, yes.
Sutcliffe.
Yes.
And Tucker.
Yes! Oh, my goodness. The Bombers feel like were happy. The Matrix. Long live the kids.
The Bombers were happy with what they did, so no changes there. The Sunday games. Well, let's start with this one here.
Hurdle one passed by Zach.
Well, there will be a little bit of a watch at the airport tomorrow.
No, he didn't care. Straight past it.
That was important stuff.
Because he would have gone.
At this point.
And, boys, Zach... He's named.
Right, okay. I'll see if I can pull one out here for
Come on
this one. Western Bulldogs and West Coast are playing at Etihad. That's the 3:20 game. And because daylight saving, a little notice out there for people, daylight saving changes this weekend.
Oh, is it?
We're not daylight saving time.
Confuse me anymore.
All right, so Bulldogs in. Wallace, Boyd, Webb, Richards, as we mentioned before, Dixon, Caleb Daniel and Ling Jong. It's an extended team.
Isn't it ever?
The outs. Crozier with a knee, Liberatore with a knee, and Fletcher Roberts is also out. So they've got to cut four from that squad. Cutting four, that four emergency thing's going to do our heads in a little bit.
So Matty Boyd's back.
Tom Boyd it would be. Roy? West Coast. Innes, McInnes, Willie Rioli, Braden Ainsworth is coming in for his possible debut as well, Mark Hutchings. So no outs for them at the moment. Sydney and Port Adelaide in the Sunday twilight game. Hanbury back in. Rowan, Foot and Ronki. So a couple of walk-ups there, you think, but Ben
Ronki.
I thought
you meant Rowan was out with a foot.
Oh, no. Is it Jordan Foot?
I think it is Jordan Foot. Oh, sorry. It's Ronki.
Ronki Calvin, he is from the Calder under-18s, and what are we going to be paying for him?
170 in your forward line,
right?
Rondon.
Don't know anything about him, to be honest, but it's a cool name, they haven't talked it up anything at all, so we don't know if he's playing or not. And Port Adelaide, back into the side, Robbie Gray.
Good on you, Robbie.
Jake Need.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Trengove. Coming into ruck,
more than that.
We've got Jack Trengo. Jack's a Trengo back. They might need that. And Carl Amon. So they're not actually bringing in a ruck. Oh, as well as. Oh, the cannon. He's what? Back in. Oh, into the extended squad. Ryder is out with that Achilles, which you'll see him out for a while. So they haven't brought in a ruckman.
You know why? Who's gonna because Sydney don't have a ruckman.
No.
It's just going to be, might as well be Parker against Wine.
They'll just be going, you know, your Westhoffs.
Yeah. They'll patch that.
They just had a few that just rotated through there, so they'll just roll with that.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
They have done that in the past, haven't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was hoping Frampton could have been there because it could have been an option.
We've done well.
Could have been.
That's it, Dom.
The Monday teams. Because it is Easter Monday, Geelong and Hawthorn, the blockbuster at the MCG. Geelong ins. Stanley, Cockatoo, Dangerfield, Jack Henry is a new player there.
Who's Henry?
He's from the Geelong under-18s.
A 170K forward.
Oh. Okay, not sure if he'll play, but also, boys,
Constable.
Mark O'Connor.
O'Connor's there. Me?
Well, in the extended squad.
No, but that's a positive. At least he's still hanging around. Yep. I thought that ankle could cost him months.
Yep. Well, Harry Taylor's out with a foot, does that sort of
with
maybe...
A Jordan foot.
O'Connor's... a bit more of a wing these days, I believe.
Okay. Now, Hawthorn.
That's why I picked him up.
Yeah. They've just listed four ins to their squad, no outs, and that is Glass, Brand, Morrison, and Pitney.
Pitt.
As Hodgie calls him, Pitnet. Pitnet, actually. Know who he was. So, the teams, as a whole, what do you reckon?
I don't know. I think we all should cuddle because that's pretty, that's
was
pretty
awesome.
Good. Well done.
Obviously,
nice to have that.
I don't want to celebrate too early because Zach needs to get on
the plane.
He does. Chalor needs to actually.
If anyone is out
well.
At the airport tomorrow, make sure you get on Twitter and let us know.
No, there will be people out there.
If you see
but
Zach
from
Merritt.
What the thing Zach has been saying, he is furious that he didn't get to play out the game.
Because he passed the concussion test.
Yeah, so he'll be playing.
Yep. All right. So let's have a look at some more questions from Twitter.
Got a question for the traders? Tweet the boys at AFL Fantasy or head to facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official.
We are streaming live on facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official, so make sure you jump on there. We'll be grabbing questions from there and Twitter. Thank you to everyone that is tuning in. Now, does Scully affect Taranto?
Oh, God, I hadn't thought of that.
From Kane.
No, Scully doesn't go in the centre bounces.
It affects him slightly.
No, outside.
So you've got to tell me it has no effect on him whatsoever.
Zero.
Says an optimistic Roy.
What? Oh, sorry for answering questions.
Would you go 5 to Gibbs from Nathan?
Yep.
No, Roy. He hasn't played at home yet.
Yeah, give him a chance.
Give 5 a chance.
So a big thing that a lot of people have been saying this on social a fair bit as well is you pick these guys at the start because you thought they would be good. Is 1 week of data?
No.
No, it's not. However, it's pretty obvious that Gibbs is going to be 10 times the score of Fifey's in this occasion.
Yep.
Okay. Gibbs plays at home.
He does.
In front of his home crowd for the first time in a very long time.
Goodness me.
It will be nasty
tonight. All right, boys. Tia wants to know, who's the best rookie to trade in this week?
The best rookie to trade in.
Who would you guys have as your must-haves, I suppose, if you're looking at that?
Well, and they're allowed to have played a game?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right, so
let's start.
Do you want me to
do
it in positions?
Yeah, go for it.
Go, and I'll...
Fritch is your must-have. He was sensational.
Yep.
And he's got a very easy game this week. In the midfield... You got to get those mature ages. You need Barry, Kelly and Holman.
Agree.
They mature age. They played really well. You should feel really comfortable putting them on your ground. Obviously, they'll have their off game every now and again, but that's as safe as you're going to get if you're playing rookies on the ground. In the back line, Murray, I think, was the must-have.
Yep.
Agree?
Yep. 76 did enough.
Yep. And after that, you're looking at Doudé and Finlayson very solid as well.
Right.
If you had to pick one out of all of them, I guess you'd do the obvious one and go Tim Kelly.
27 touches?
Yeah.
You have to.
Massive.
Yep. Yep. All right. Good calls. Okay. Now, okay, Rocky. He's been named in the forward pocket again.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Bye.
We're definitely trading. Are we definitely trading?
Yes.
Calvin?
Yes. You've got to, anyone who watched the game, and we love our little pig, and I think in like 6-7 weeks, once he's played a few games, yeah, he's going to be back to being Rocky. At the moment, he's not Rocky. He's just Rock.
His role is not allowing a snout at the moment.
No.
And I don't think his wing is either because he didn't tackle.
Okay, going back to that cash cows question. All the cash cows worth holding one more week. Thinking of Dow.
Oh, yes, I hear you. There was a few Rainer, that really stunk.
Venables.
Mm.
Like, this is a chance to trade them too. Guys at the same price or even cheaper in the case of Dow and Rainer that are probably better options.
Yeah, I hear. One thing that we have to consider sometimes is the matchups people had. Like,
yep,
Dow hasn't got to play against an easy team yet. He's played against last year's premiers.
Yep.
Hmm.
But, having said that, yeah, it's not like Kelly got to play against easy opposition. Melbourne were good.
That's true. But do give up a little bit.
I don't know. I don't know which ones I would be reactionary with. UDL?
Yeah, if you went with him, you would have gone against our advice there, and he is one.
You'd probably flick him to one of the ones you missed.
He's holding a lot of money. He's holding a lot of money.
Yeah, and I would consider it with now, him. I wasn't a fan in
maybe
the
it's time here. I'm flicking Fogarty. I am flicking Fogarty tonight.
So you're going to have to do that tonight.
The fog.
I'm doing it tonight.
The fog?
The fog will go.
You haven't even, you know what?
Yes, I haven't seen you. But I desperately want English in my team because I couldn't get him last week.
The fog had 50, mate.
Yeah, with 2 goals, hasn't played at home. I know, but I think English could easily score just as well and I pocket 60 grand.
I haven't finished with this either, for the record.
Keep going.
The fog.
Yep.
He will be helped by Tex.
He won't be helped by Tex.
He will, because Tex will take one of the better defenders. The fog, it'll just free him up to go up the ground.
Won't be happening. It won't be happening. All the ball will go through Tex. If that doesn't happen, Tex gets angry.
Fog will be open. Tex won't be quick enough to get
it. It's all going through Tex.
Really?
Fog kicked 2 goals last week.
I can't see Fog scoring
So Fog's
60.
Not kicking 2 goals this week.
He'll have 3, I reckon.
How's he going to get 3 if he's up the ground?
Because he'll be marking up the ground, pushing forward.
Okay.
60. If you're happy with that, though, trading out a 60 from a rookie.
English is better than 60.
Okay. Goodness. Do you really have to get rid of him to do it?
Yep. I've got no one else to get rid of. My team's so good.
Okay, off Twitter, Craig, sub-dub. Is it worth trading Fogarty to Rioli or Croden?
Why is everyone messing with the fog?
Because he's gone next week.
He's got a chance tonight to not be gone next week.
He's gone next week. Tex comes in. If he does not perform tonight, if he has a couple of touches and a goal tonight, that won't be enough. He needs something really special
tonight. I don't know why you think this about him. Like, he's a high pick. They've put him in straight away.
He's still a kid. They're still playing.
They want to develop him in there.
Lynch and Tex.
They want him playing in the grand final this year. They want Fogarty in the grand final this year.
But it won't be.
He's not going to get better playing in a lesser comp.
But it won't be in round 2, 3, 4.
Okay, I just think
you're
going
early. They were
going
to manage him this year too in the preseason.
There you go.
Oh, jam one game he's played.
Jam it.
All right.
Pretty sure he's going along.
Ben, what's the go with Hibbo? Ride it and have faith or say goodbye to him.
Okay, this is Hibbo.
You're a Hibbo owner, Kevin.
I am a Hibbo owner.
Jeez, you didn't pick a very good round one.
No, I didn't. So Hibbo, to me, I did it stupidly. Okay, let's call it what it is. But he played Geelong.
Yeah.
So he's had a really tough matchup.
Yeah.
This week he gets Brisbane.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, Roy, it's not at home. It's at the Gabba.
Yeah, but...
But it shouldn't matter.
Pretty easy.
Now, it's an easy comp. Now, if he cannot produce this week, he is gone.
Yeah.
Hibbo owners, he gets one more chance.
He should repay the faith with the 90 you expect from him this
week. One chance. Yep. That's it. If he doesn't do it this week, I'm knocking on his
door.
Hey,
Dog, you don't have fog, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing that advice during the preseason that he's going to be managed through the year.
Yeah, didn't he?
That would be nice.
Maybe don't listen to the stuff I actually say when we record podcasts.
Guilty.
All right. Richard Fry, is trading Norton to a 200K rookie and upgrading Brayshaw to Cornelio a bad idea?
No. That just
if you've got the cash there to go Brayshaw to Cornelio...
Yeah, you do it.
You do that.
Yeah.
So that's okay to do.
Do that.
Yeah.
Tick. All right. So Aldo has asked this one, and we mentioned this before. Norton to O'Shea. Would you do it?
No.
No, it's a bit of a... It's not actually making you that much money.
No.
You know, you're making, like, 30 grand.
I'd go Norton to Guthrie.
Would you?
Mm.
Yeah, right. Bit of a luxury move, though. Just
oh, yeah, without a doubt.
What should you do with the Bont? Asked Victoria Price.
It's disappointing, wasn't he? But yeah. Who did he play?
He played GWS, who are untouchable at that ground, from what I remember.
Yeah.
It's very hard to beat them there. He didn't look great, but it's the Bont. He's going to average 100.
Where's he play this week, Roy? At home. Against the Eagles.
Oh.
He's going 110.
Oh, he'll flog him.
Brittany Marie, Cripps v. Parker.
It's a good one.
It is.
I like that.
Parker for me.
Parker gets the tick for me.
Cripper for me.
Oh, you just said that to be different.
No, Hanbury's back.
Okay, so Caleb Wells, Cripps or Cornelio to average higher?
Cripps.
Cornelio. Cornelio for me.
This is going to be very tough, but I'm been massive on Cornelio all week, and I'll stay with Cornelio.
Same.
I've been massive on Cornelio all preseason.
No, tick. You weren't. You got him in the last day.
No.
On our advice.
He sat there. Well, why didn't you take it? What do we think of Akers, Blake Akers? What a score he amazing. Had first up. Tom Jacobs.
He's a wing. He's a wing now, isn't he?
Against Brisbane, though. Yep. Yeah, under exactly. The roof.
So it is. Yeah.
But he's got North Melbourne this week. So,
not good for everyone there. I'll give you the hot tip.
Not good for Jack Stoudemire.
But no, it's good for Blake Akers. Yeah. Great pick. Undervalued. Underpriced. So,
did Luke Dunstan come in this week, Doc? I don't think he did.
No, we didn't see his name.
So 2 weeks in a row. This is the guy that finished with like 8 straight hundreds that I drafted and jumped on. 8 straight hundreds, picked him up late, thought, what a legend, Cal. Can't get into the team.
No, so Akers, Taranto and Petraka are all heavily underpriced at the moment.
Mm.
They're under 600K.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Wow.
Some value there. That's another part of this week. If you think you do have your rookies nailed, maybe that's where you can flick around and make some cash, like Roy is considering this week. Adam, Bonner or Seedsman? These are a couple of
what
guys that are underpriced.
What is attraction with this the Bonner guy?
he did have a good preseason.
In the back line. And, he'll be good. He's in their future too. That's the other side. Yeah, he, 31, wasn't it?
Yeah, like 9 marks or something. So he's a very good player. I wouldn't.
You're getting excited about other things, Calvin. This bloke has well got a ton.
I think he's great. I'm not doing it, but
okay.
He's all right.
All right.
All right. If you've got nothing else to do, would you trade Zach Merritt?
Very
and play a break-even game. So I know you guys want to hold, and you've probably got other things that you want to do.
Oh,
but
I'll definitely hold.
There is some merit in that break-even game that people play.
There certainly is.
Why is there?
Because if you've
literally
save
got nothing else to do.
And I find that hard to believe that no one has anything to do. You know, there is something you could do to your team.
It might be,
especially with these little 170K guys that were even named.
Mm.
Yeah, but you're saying hold players as well. Hold these rookies. But if you've got every rookie playing.
Even my team, I had a shocking week, but really I've only got one thing that requires
doing. Same.
Well, tell people then, Roy, why do people need to trade this week? What are they looking for?
Patching up errors. You need all
those.
What's
an error?
Missing any of those gun rookies. Right. And that's one thing I did nail.
Right,
I just stuffed
up. There's one thing.
A premium
up
and got an injured premium.
Right, what about premiums? Why would you patch up a premium this week?
Why would you? Because significant role, like Rocky sitting in the forward pocket, sitting on the bench, that needs to be fixed.
Yep.
So, I don't know, if there's any cloud over Zach Merritt, I suppose, if that is your biggest issue.
So why Menegola?
Because his inability to score in the midfield and his midfield time is about to go down even further.
And I think also you've found
value.
Massive value.
Do you know one
underneath?
Thing I did say with that? Because I was off him all preseason.
Yeah,
I don't really know how it happened. I had cash left over with the team I was happy with, and I put it on Devon Smith.
Yep.
To get him, because I thought, safer bet, better player, in my opinion. Yes, there was that fear of those other guys. But one thing I did say, if I pick him and it turns out he does stink, he is still going to be a massive price. And I always said I will be happy to move him on week one to value, like getting a look at all those mid prices instead of chasing them blind, so to speak.
Want to sell his team.
So that's what I'm doing.
G'day, this is Matthew Richardson, and I get my AFL fantasy advice from Roy, Calvin and Warnie.
Thank you, Richo. We are now going to have a quick look, a quick hit of some stats and stuff from the games for this weekend. So we're going to start off with tonight's game. and that is Adelaide and Richmond. No changes, as we said before, that starts, about an hour or so away, hour and 5 minutes away from that starting. So, lads,
no surprises here, boys. These two are going to be huge. Matt Crouch, 124-122 in his last two against the Tigers. We all know how good he was over that final series. Lowest score of 106 in his last five at home. Bryce Gibbs at 139 last week. Good record on the Tigers. Goes home, Roy, home,
yes,
to play for the first time in front of a packed crowd. He is going to be awesome.
He will, won't he?
Very awesome.
All right, next game Friday, the Good Friday game, North Melbourne and St Kilda, 4:20 start. Don't forget that this is when lockout will be, so make sure your team is set before 4:20 Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Roy.
Yeah, well, Blake Akers, we mentioned him a minute ago. So he's 5'7", 5". He had 30 touches, which was his equal career high playing that full-time wing. So easy opponent, but it's an easy opponent again this week, you would think, for him. So he's worth considering. Now, Jack Stephen, a lot of people have been tweeting me saying they're jumping on, chasing that thumping score. Well, he had 140 or something, didn't he? So he was sensational. He is a bully, though. He takes advantage of bad teams.
He does.
Jack Stephen. So I'm thinking Jacobs tags him this week.
Surely.
Because he is a very taggable player. Now, Jack Stephen, so 6'8", 3", looked brilliant last week. The last three times he's been tagged, he's gone 65, 63, and 90, which is solid, the 90. But zero marks in both of those 60-point games when he gets tagged. He cannot get open for a mark when he gets tagged properly. So there is buyer beware if you are one of those people that tweeted me about him.
All right, Saturday, the first game, Carlton and Gold Coast. We do know that Cam O'Shea is in for the Blues. And Cal...
Kate Simpson got it done, didn't he, Roy?
He did.
35 touches, 78% of them in the defensive.
All that talk about Doc Roll, who's going to benefit the old boy. Of course it was.
So, of course, leads the competition in metres gained with 903. But, of course, the guy here that everyone should have, and even on their field, is our boy Nick Holman.
Amazing.
League high, 14 tackles in the wet.
It's got to be some sort of a record.
It does. Now, Calvin, on Cade Simpson there that you mentioned.
Yep.
Would you feel pretty comfortable going from Michael Hibberd to him?
I have considered.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. I even looked at it with the money I get from the Fog.
Yeah.
But I don't have the money to do it with. So, Rocky Cornelio straight swap.
Yeah.
Can't get Hibberd up.
Yeah, okay.
So Hibberd drops like 20, Cade Simpson goes up 20.
There's no one there's no one lower than Cornelio that you'd really want, is there?
No, and there's no one under Hibberd that I really want either.
Right, yeah. So.
All right, Collingwood and GWS in the twilight.
Mentioned him earlier, dog.
Yep.
DPP, Lockie Whitfield, he's got it written all over him. So 699. The fact that he's still under 700,000 is a bargain as well. So 77% of his time in defence.
Yep.
In his three games as a defender, 101, 121, 114.
He's going to be huge against Collingwood this week.
He's going to have a field.
Saturday night, Brisbane Lions and Melbourne. Petrarca.
A lot of people. Now, Warndog, he's one of your boys, isn't he?
Yeah. Nailed my team, mate.
You have nailed it. So, a career high 7 clearances, 24 touches against the Cats. It only gets easier for him this week against the Lions.
It does. He'll smash the Lions because you've just got to look at the players in his role for the Saints did last week. Like, look at Billings and that, what they did. So a bit of forward mid action. Now, thing with Petrarca, his score could have been massive last week. He had those three behinds, but still, I'm just going to flag something here.
Ooh, listen and warn.
It's tough competition, but 24 possessions, that's just what he does.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he's always done.
Yeah.
But he's a forward and he'll average 90 for us.
Oh, without a doubt. I think he's a great pick.
Yep.
I think he's great pick, great player. He's 20 points minimum underpriced. But I'm just saying, I thought, I watched him. I thought he had more than 24.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fremantle and Essendon on Saturday night over at Optus Stadium. Is Matt Taberner a real option?
Could you do it?
No, you can't.
Listen to his score. So last week, 90.
Yeah.
And that, off the back of his JLTs, 128 and then basically another 90.
If for some reason he's left on the free agent list, I think that's where I'd love chasing someone like that.
A lot of people would have snapped him up, I reckon, when they saw the game open up and got him before, during the restricted free agency period. All right, Sunday, Western Bulldogs and West Coast. Now, Nick Natanui, played limited time on ground, but is he going to be?
Of the top 100 scorers in round one, Nat Nui's points per minute was second best behind Stephen and ahead of Tom Mitchell.
Yeah, it's unreal. He played 55% game time
for 93.
It was an amazing effort. I still stand by the fact it's the best I've ever seen him play.
Yep.
I just feel like there were other factors that contributed to this.
Yeah.
He's coming off that massive break. He's obviously in a great headspace to just go bang. New stadium, lots of buzz.
Yep.
They were playing all right. I just don't know if he can maintain it, which sounds stupid, but that's just my gut feel.
Okay.
Is that is a bit stupid, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I would just...
He's going to play 50% game time again this week.
For 2 or 3 weeks.
How the hell is he going to score?
He's not going to score more than 55. Well again,
I'm going 40 this week.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm fearful of.
The only thing is, if you had your rider out, he'd be worth...
He's worth a punt.
Taking a punt.
If you've got English... On the bench,
Okay. Sydney and Port Adelaide, that is the Twilight Sunday game. What are we thinking here? Jake Lloyd's been named on a wing, lads.
Yeah,
that's
nice,
and that's what he did last week. He kicked the opening goal of the game, actually,
He was great on a wing, and he didn't show any fear going back in that back 50 for some plus sixes, despite McVay being there.
Yeah, and that's what kept him out of my team, the fact that McVay was named.
You weren't to know McVay was not actually going to touch the ball.
That's right.
That must have been a new role.
New role for McVay.
And it worked well for our mate Lloyd.
Parker owners just be a little bit wary. Ebert did a little bit of a tagging job on Fife last week, bit of a soft tag for his 67. So Parker might cop that in that one. Warndog, last game.
Last game is Geelong and Hawthorn. The Easter Monday game. What are we thinking there, boys?
Tell them, Roy.
Sick.
Sick dog.
Fully sick
dog. Haven't made that sound effect yet either. No, I did try to look for a you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we need.
I couldn't find that anywhere.
I can do
it. Surely there's
might have to record one.
So, sick dog, he's going 10-plus marks this week. He had 11 intercept marks last week. But the thing is, Roy.
That's not right.
I think it might be. That's what T-Better said. The other one here is Collingwood have given this back floating guy attention in the past.
Mm.
They've done it to Heath Shaw a lot.
Mm.
Is the sick dog going to be a sick puppy? Are they going to lower him a little bit, Roy?
You know he's playing Geelong, don't you?
Oh, right. Okay. Forget all that.
Your mate Hibbard struggled against them for some reason, though.
Well, that's what I was getting
They're a good team, but Sick will be right for his 85-90 again.
And Ablett, of course, 141 in his last 10 against Hawthorn and 134 in his last 10 at the MCG. Great captain in a draft if you've got him.
I reckon.
G'day, I'm Tom Mitchell from the Hawks, and you're listening to The Traders with Roy, Calvin and Warney.
All right, thank you, Tom Mitchell. You're a beast. What are we expecting from him this week, Calvin? Give us a bit of a rundown on your captains.
Yeah, so I've given Tom the 151 this week. Yeah, just he's got a little bit quieter.
And you're even keeping a straight face.
Yeah, I know. So the thing is, one of the Scott brothers, one of the coaches, Geelong, has come out
Chris.
And said they're going to put some attention. Yeah, Chris Catt. He's going to put some attention
Brad
into
Bad.
Him. Now, he did that. So last year, early on in the season, Mitchell had 125 on him, 34 touches.
Yep.
Scott came out in like round 7 and said, yeah, when we play him, we're going to put a bit of attention to him.
Yep.
He comes out 43 touches, 154, right? So don't be worried about that at all. Of course, we talked about Ablett. He's going to be awesome. I like my Adelaide boys in Gibbs and Crouch. If you're looking for a bit of a smoky there, Buddy could be big again.
Wow.
So
God, he was amazing.
151 last week. He returns home, Roy.
Oh, goodness,
and he had 110 against Port last year.
Far out, he was good.
So, and Wondog, he's got to be pretty good again.
All right, talk to us about the loophole tonight. Best options?
People
have asked those questions via Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, so you would be VCing someone with a massive ceiling, and I like Gibbs for that. Gibbs can go huge. I would then go Dusty for his 160s, and number three, you'd be going a guy like a Matt Crouch.
Yeah, okay.
Would be my top three.
What if you've got none and everyone's got Laird? Do you just put it just in case?
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't do that. You save your VC for someone like Josh Kelly, who had 162 on Collingwood, a career best last time.
Yeah.
Or you put it on one of your big boys. Don't waste it on... What's a wasting on Laird? Sounds silly, but no.
You don't.
No.
All right, we'll wrap up very shortly here, lads. The first thing that we'll go through, the teams, the ins and the outs. Thank you if you are tuning into this live, but if you are catching this on the replay, make sure you're getting your team set for the weekend, the 4:20 lockout, which is starting with this North Melbourne and St Kilda game. No changes for that one. For the first game on Saturday, Carlton and Gold Coast, Cunningham, O'Shea are in. Silvani's been dropped. Kennedy's out with that ankle, so O'Shea is a new player there in, and we'll give him a week to watch. Yep.
Yes, it's a week.
Definitely. Gold Coast, Hall is in. Rosa has been omitted. Collingwood, Brown, Collingwood and GWS, Collingwood, Brown and Scharenberger in. Josh Smith's out with a hamstring. Mason Cox suspended for GWS. Scully in and Core is out. Brisbane and Melbourne, Cox, Matheson, Buick in. Rich ankle, Robinson suspension and Tom Bell has been dropped. Melbourne, Dom Tyson, Tom Bugger in. Maynard and Hannon have been omitted. And for Fremantle and Essendon, Hill, that's Stephen Hill, Hamling, Chera and Cronin, who are there ready to make their debuts, out Kirsten, Pierce, Sutcliffe and Tucker. And so we've got those couple of debutants, Bombers, no changes. Sunday games, Bulldogs and West Coast. Wallace could be a good option if he is still on your waiver wire there in, or as a free agent.
Yeah.
Tom Boyd into the squad, as well as Webb, Ed Richards for his debut. And I think he's definitely playing because I've talked it up. Dixon, Caleb Daniel, Ling Jong. Crozier out with a knee. Liberatore out with a knee for the season, the poor bloke. And Fletcher Roberts has been omitted. West Coast, McInnes, Willie Rioli for his debut, Braden Ainsworth for his potential debut, and Mark Hutchings are into the squad. Sydney and Port Adelaide, Hanbury, Rowan, Foote and Ronke, a debutant, could potentially debut, are into the squad for Port Adelaide. Robbie Gray's back from his suspension. Need the Cannon McKenzie, Jack Trengove, Carl Amon into the side. Paddy Ryder is into the squad. Paddy Ryder is out with an Achilles injury, which will see him out for a few weeks. Looks as though Port Adelaide are just going with a makeshift ruck lineup, and Rocky named in the forward pocket. Trade. And on the Monday game, Geelong, Stanley, Cockatoo, Dangerfield is in. Henry could potentially debut, and Mark O'Connor could be in after being out last week with an ankle. Harry Taylor is out with a foot for Hawthorn. Glass, Brand, Morrison and Pitney. Right, boys, we're just about over. What are some hot tips then, just to lead us into tonight's game?
A hot tip in tonight's game. Well, my boys are going to go bananas tonight. I'm thinking over 30 points destroy and potentially a 10-goal hiding. No, that's a bit extreme. 30-point. Be a 30-point comfortable win with the boys racking up again in Gibbs and Matt.
Roy, you don't need to make any changes tonight. No. So your tip would be don't worry about your trades until after the game starts and start looking at that.
It's not what if you've done your trades, Dog? Do you need to reverse them?
As long as they don't affect anyone
and
tonight.
That includes any DPP shuffling, switches, anything like that.
So if you've done that, but Cal, you will be trading tonight. And is Fogarty, is he 100% out of your team?
He will go out of my team tonight.
Wow.
Cal, you're making me sick.
That's fine. You can be sick.
Do you have any DPP ruck forwards?
No, of course I don't.
Geez, that was a mistake by you.
Yeah. Dog, definitely. There's plenty of mistakes here, mate. That's what mistakes. I'm doing. I thought about that a moment. I'm going to do that, so I've done it.
Thank you for tuning in this evening. We will be live every Thursday night via facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official, and we are set for a huge season. You can catch the replays on iTunes. Subscribe there. See you later.
You've been listening to AFL Fantasy Live. Play the official fantasy game of the AFL at fantasy.afl.com.au. Happy trading.